of 12 people.
Any member of the board have any questions for this applicant? Do we have anybody in the audience that would like to speak for this project? Yes, sir. If you would take a seat and we'll let him listen to him.
I didn't know they were presenting tonight. I've never met them before, but my name is Victor Jantz. My family and I own a total of about 107 acres, about a mile down the road from them, and I just happened to be at that house for a Facebook Marketplace sale, talking to the previous owner the other day, and she was explaining all that they were doing, and seemed like a great idea to me. As I was thinking about it, as I was pulling out of their driveway, because it's on a corner of 160, you know, you can visibly see a lot of, you know, the traffic coming and going. You can see a long way either direction. It was a good location for that. That's the first thing I always think about is it's going to increase traffic. There's going to be people that aren't accustomed to driving that road. So are they going to be familiar with the curves? Can they see well enough? And then also the neighbors. I'm not familiar with the neighbors directly close by, though, so that's a different situation, of course. But I do like that they're going to be putting no trespassing signs. And there's acreage to hike on because people that go on vacation, they always want to walk around, you know. So that's nice. But it seemed like a nice location to me for that. Again, I've never met these guys. But I just happened to be there earlier this week. So for what it's worth.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have anybody else to speak for this project? Do we have anybody to speak against this project? Yes, ma'am. Okay. If you would come up to the podium.
Is it okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
If you could state your name, please.
Yes, Martha Murguia. I live at Kelly Crossing Subdivision, which is a small subdivision. There are 6 2-acre lots, and three of the lots have homes, four lots have homes, and then two lots I own that I haven't had anyone buy or build on yet. And the neighbors are just kind of enjoying the space, so that's okay. So my husband Jim and I are the owners of the home on the 2 acres at Kelly Crossing. Kelly Crossing was developed by my mom, Opal Kelly, longtime owner and resident of contiguous property surrounding the subject 3405 U.S. Highway 160 property. Opal was my mom, of course, and with her passing a few years ago, I retained ownership of the three lots at Kelly Crossing. By the way, Kelly Crossing was named after because we used to cross the cattle there. It was all ranch land at one time. My parents owned about 350 acres, including the subject property, and that's where we crossed the cattle. And because of the visibility, there's a little bit of a hill right before you get to that rise there. There's a dip. And because of that, there's really not very good visibility there. So someone would have to hail the traffic so that we could cross the cattle. But they were okay. They knew what they were doing. But anyway, I did want to list my opposition comments to this project. I believe that short-term rentals can and probably would disrupt our rural neighborhood, which was the intent of developing the property in the first place, and that's why there are covenants and restrictions, because It was the intent to maintain that rural neighborhood feel. Large lots, upscale homes, nice families. So we cannot feel comfortable with overnight guests and strangers coming and going and possibly impacting the security that we experience now. To my knowledge, surrounding properties have the same restrictive covenants to stay non-commercial as does the subject property, and we support the desire not to commercialize the area, this particular area on 160. The subject 10-acre property has substantial square footage with a huge building, outbuilding, which I believe is for RV storage or possibly large equipment, and plenty of space, by the way. So it is a lovely property. I can see why somebody might think of doing this type of thing. I've been in the house, and it's lovely. I do think this could lend itself to larger gatherings and maybe even expansion. The accompanying traffic and cars could escalate to numbers that could cause noise, litter, and crime issues. And the current resident access and egress would be impacted. If you look at the entrance to this property, it's very, very close to the next house's entrance. In fact, the next house is very close to this property and just overlooks the house and their garage. And then right directly across from that is another entrance to the two homes, one of them which I own, and then the other one right next to it. So those three little entrances are very close, and there's very bad, very poor visibility. I feel like if that particular house wasn't here at this time and someone wanted to build there, they might have a hard time getting the Department of Transportation to even approve an entrance to that. It's very, very, it's very scary. So you do have to be careful. And right before that, I told you about the dip in the road. There's a sign that says to slow down to 40 miles an hour, but people don't. They average between 50 and 60, so they just don't slow down. The highway 160 through our properties is not easy now with the hills and curves, often challenging. And this would be increased more traffic with drivers not knowing these challenges, and I think would prevent major safety issues for all of us and our families. I think short-term rentals seem to be increasingly operated by remote hosts or corporations who have difficulty knowing who they rent to or how the property is utilized, and this would heighten security problems for surrounding property owners. So the conditions mentioned above create uncertainty on impacts of property and house values and the ability to sell lots or plan a house move. So it's our hope that the Taney County Planning Commission would not plan for this kind of permit in isolated situations like this one and restrict nightly rentals to areas perhaps closer to commercial areas. And current residences enjoy our peaceful, quiet, safe area. And the comments above can be added to the comments of our good neighbors.
I have a question. Can you
sure.
show me on the map there where you live in relationship to this property?
Okay, let's see. This is Kelly Crossing right here. This is the cul-de-sac that goes to lots 3, 4, 5, and 6. And this is lots 1 and 2. So as you can see right here, this entrance right here, this entrance has always been here. It was a farm gate when we had the cattle. My parents and my mother had the cattle. So that entrance has always been there. And so there's a house here. This is one house. It's a very upscale, beautiful house. It's only about 12 years old. And then this is a brand new house that we built. And then this house was built in like 1970. And then, so this is the, and this is their, this is that driveway. I can't really see it here, but it would go, I guess we'd go right in here. So you can see, see how close these are here? This is where we used to cross the cattle, and then this is where the dip is. So driveway, 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 and then you go a little bit further, and then here's the cul-de-sac to these houses.
So the Kelly Cross, and that's your development? That's where you are?
I love it, yeah.
Okay, but the subject parcel is not part of that development.
No, it was part of our original family land, of
right.
course, but
they're not covered.
As was all of this.
But they're not covered by your covenants.
No. Okay. Well, I don't know specifically what the covenants were placed on this one.
There is none.
There is
none. Oh, okay.
But the covenants and restrictions for all these other homes is the same. And that was done by intent to keep a nice rural family's neighborhood and not have nightly rentals and businesses.
Do we have anybody else signed up to speak against this project? Yes, sir.
I'm Thomas Engel, and I have the residence just right up the hill from the subject property there. I think they called it the garage that was up the hill there. I guess the only concern I've got on the situation is obviously security. You know, we moved there and we've enjoyed the property for probably 25 years. Most of us have anywhere from 2 to 10 acres. There's about 7 or 8 homes in the area. We all know each other. I haven't locked a door to my house or my garage in the last 20 years. And I kind of like to keep it that way. They proposed putting up signs, no press trespassing between my property and theirs. I don't know if that would do any good, and it would probably look pretty shabby. So even if they approve this nightly rental, I would just soon not have the signs, to be right honest with you. That's my only comment. All things being equal, I would just as soon not have the rental in the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, do we have anybody else signed up to speak against this? Yes, sir.
My name's Richard. I live in Scenic View, right next to Tom. You want me to show you where I live?
Yes, please, you can.
Bought the house 4 years ago, and we bought it, and we liked it because we had a covenant. They had restrictions, single-family residential houses. It's quiet, and we enjoy living there, and we hate to see our property value go down, and then extra noise and traffic. And we don't know, we realize you can have 12 people at this house. The one that they have a wedding reception have 150 people. And in front of the house, there's probably about 6 acres in front of the house. We don't know what they're going to do in front of it. I mean, that's a question. And that's why I'm against it.
Thank you. Do we have anybody else signed up to speak against this? Okay, we can have the applicants come back up.
So can I say a couple of things? So what I want to mention is that we have been in the real estate business for between the two of us probably 25, 27 years. And we live in Louisiana, and we have everything that we own. Vacation rental is in this city. And whenever I retire, same thing for him. I'm coming here, and I'm bringing my kids here with me. So every single thing that we purchase is high-end. And I don't have weddings at any of my properties. I don't have crazy parties at any of my properties because it destroys my property. And whenever I have high-end property, why would I have 150 people in a wedding that's coming in?